Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Our weekly day of rest and worship. And remember that you are a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out from there through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Deuteronomy 5:15. It is significant that God's Ten Commandments are found twice in the Bible, in Exodus 20, 3-17, and Deuteronomy 5, 6-21. In fact, Deuteronomy means the second law. The two are worded identically, with a few exceptions. The most significant of these changes is in connection with the reason given for obeying the fourth commandment to keep the Sabbath day. In Exodus, the reason given is for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Here, in the second law, the reason given is that God saved Israel out of bondage in Egypt and now was about to enter the promised land. In other words, when the Israelites observed each Sabbath day in rest and worship, they were acknowledging God as both their creator and their redeemer. Christians also, as they devote every seventh day as a day of rest and worship, should be remembering God for his finished creation. The heavens and the earth were finished in Genesis 2:1, and his finished redemption. It is finished was Christ's victory cry on the cross in John 19:30. The word Sabbath means rest, of course, not Friday or Saturday or even seventh. The word for seventh in Hebrew is similar, but distinctly different from that for Sabbath. Most Christians now believe it is appropriate to honor the Lord Jesus, who is both their Creator and Redeemer, to take their seventh day of rest and worship on the first day of each week, thereby recognizing both his finished work of redemption and also his finished work of creation.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.